electricity so fine. Look and dry your eyes.
All right.
Hey, are you on the show with you?
Little Joe Jackson to start the show. What's going on, everybody? Welcome. Kevin is in transit. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Kevin is in transit. We all just kind of fell in the door here, but Kevin's running a little late. So I am the skipper here, and I'll just pick it up. We have our guest today, the legendary Jeffrey Gurian, who... How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great, Brian.
That's cool.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It is my... I'll just get this out of the way. And anybody who's listening, and certainly yourself, on Saturday, it's my birthday. I mean, who cares? But
hey, happy birthday,
thank
man.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm having dinner at the Polo Bar on 55th Street. And then I'm going to be going to Gallagher 2000, which is a strip club in Queens. So if you want to come out...
Yeah, okay.
I know you're more of a Sapphire guy, but, you know. Do you like strip clubs?
Strip club in Queens. You know, I spent a lot of time in them. I did some films for Playboy TV.
Okay, fair enough.
Years ago.
Sure.
And at the time, I brought in Richard Belzer and Gilbert Gottfried.
Sure, sure.
And my friend Phil Hartman.
Uh-huh.
Rest in peace.
Never go to bed angry.
Exactly. And so I had to audition. I had to audition people from the clubs. In those days, actresses weren't working out.
Kevin Brandon's here.
So I asked Playboy, I said, you got to give me a letter of introduction. I cannot go to a strip club and say, I'm from Playboy.
Right.
Look like every other schmuck that comes
right, exactly.
in and tries to say he's from Playboy.
Who's this Mischkeit?
Pardon me?
Who's this Mischkeit?
Exactly.
Right,
so they gave me a letter of introduction, and I got to meet everybody in the business.
Right. I like strip clubs just because I feel like they're one of the only truly honest places in the world. Because you go in there, it's money... And if you need to buy drugs, or if you need to have somebody killed, or if you just want to come in your
right.
pants, it's like one of these places where, like, it's the holy trinity of any. If you're in any town, like my buddy was just in Reno, and he wanted to get cocaine, and he asked me, he goes, you know, how would I get cocaine in Reno? And I am largely retired, but I said if you're in any town, I don't care if you're in Columbus, Ohio, or Reno, or New York, just go to a strip club and be like, hey, I need some blow. And within 5 minutes, or I need someone killed.
You can get whatever you need.
Can someone jerk me off? It's a very honest transaction. Hi, Kev. Y'all straightened out?
The weirdest thing about strip clubs is that you ask any man what they hate the most, and they'll say they hate to be teased. And men go to strip clubs and pay fortunes of money to be teased.
Yeah,
and it makes no sense. We're very
come
weak.
In your pants, is that a tease?
No, you can
come right in my pants.
If you let it dry, it is.
Tease?
It's a tease. If you let it dry and it sticks to the, it's horrible.
I say, you make me come, or else I'll fucking, you know what.
Or I won't pay you the $20, right?
It's not that.
I personally, I like the delicate ballet, if you will, of the sort of like how much money you can... Philadelphia is a great strip club town. Manhattan is a terrible strip club borough. Queens is great.
It used to be great, though. There was a club on 28th Street at 11th Avenue.
I met Daryl Strawberry there.
The best clubs of all time.
I heard he's a real fruit.
They used to have a shower room. The girls would take showers
okay.
during the evening. They would serve food on carts.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
Okay.
I brought Gilbert there after we did our shoot.
Right.
And they were so excited that I was bringing Gilbert, and they put him in the VIP room, and they thought he was going to order champagne. He ordered a glass of water.
Oh yeah, he's a
real Jew.
He's a real hoser. That one.
Even if it's freezed, he doesn't trust it.
How much are the ice cubes?
I'll just get water, please.
I'll just get water. Did he hold it under the shower?
He used to say that his idea of a big date was buying a girl a second drink.
That was
the reputation.
Yeah, I know. Are you still close with Gilbert?
As close as I was all those years,
right.
I see him occasionally. I don't
right.
see him all the time, but he's in my book. You know, the book on the comic strip that
right,
I did with Chris Rock.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah. Sure, no, for sure.
Gilbert is the only one who made us pick him up. Me and Richie Tinkin, the owner of the club,
uh-huh.
we had to pick him up at his house. I had to set it up with Dara because if you make plans with Gilbert, you're not quite sure that he's going to be there.
Yeah.
So you have to talk to his wife first, and she made sure he was there.
They call her Joko Ono. Thank you.
Why?
Because like Yoko Ono, but it's a joke.
You break up the band?
Comic.
He used to be the lead singer in a band.
Right, exactly. I remember Paul McCartney.
In a Bund.
In an interview, I remember Paul McCartney. He said the one thing that drove him crazy is that she wouldn't say the Beatles. She would say Beatles must. She wouldn't call them the Beatles. And they moved that bed in when they recorded Abbey Road, and she'd be like, Beatles must play better. Wouldn't that make you nuts? Like if you're Paul McCartney.
You said
like,
that?
Yeah. She was on heroin. What are you gonna do? So he made you. Gilbert Godfrey made you pick him up in a car.
Take him to lunch at Pastis. He was the only one. We interviewed Ray Romano and Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan and Colin Quinn. Everyone came to the club.
Right.
Gilbert insisted that we take him out to lunch.
Right.
So we take him out to this fancy place. It was called Pastis.
I know it is.
The meatpacking district.
Sure.
And we're sitting there, and he orders this
Restoration
big meal.
Hardware.
And I start doing the interview, and he insists he was never at the club. He had never been. He said he heard of the comic strip. It had good electricity. He heard that it had one chair, and the comedians would take turns sitting in that chair.
Breaking your balls?
No,
he was doing a bit.
He was doing a thing with me because he was always my favorite comedian, and I always wanted to riff with Gilbert.
Sure.
But Richie didn't know that he was kidding.
Oh.
And Richie was paying for the whole thing. And he was, like, fucking choking. He's like, we finally get Gilbert to a restaurant. He's insisting he had never been at the club.
What is Second Avenue? I don't even know.
The more you feed him, the more. Like, it's
said
coming
he stood
to
outside.
Me now. Now I remember.
He said he stood outside watching it be built, and he thought about where the stage might be. Oh, it was God. The most bizarre interview.
He's an idiot.
He's really a fucking idiot.
And you were going to get him for your fucking...
for the private show that I did.
Oh, God. Could you imagine him going there? He wouldn't even go on.
No, he would. Yeah, it was.
You'd be like, no, I don't think so.
I just did a private... Kevin was one of the comics for my daughter's...
You really bring up Bonnie as this is Rich Voss's wife?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's fucked up. She told me that last night. That's very disrespectful.
It's a joke.
Yeah, but they don't know who Rich Voss is.
It's even funnier that way.
She didn't think it was funny at all.
Whatever. I kissed her on the cheek.
She said to them, do you guys know Rich Voss? And they're like, we don't know Rich Voss.
Right. I said,
Alexa doesn't know Rich Voss either.
Comia
tried to get him.
No, it doesn't work on Alexa.
Well, Rich Voss.
Right.
Talk about burning bridges.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I said, this little lady's been doing comedy for a couple of years. Her husband is Rich Voss. Let's bring her up. I think her name is Bonnie McFarlane. It's stupid.
She is hilarious. She's
great.
One of the funniest people on the scene, right?
She's hilarious. She's
a great writer.
Gorgeous. She's a great writer. She's very talented. Everyone's very thin-skinned. I don't know if you've been following this, but there was a Gary Goldman attack on poor Kevin over here. Brad Trachman was furious with me because I mentioned his comedy college. I mean, we're
everybody's angry. The whole country's fucking angry. Everybody's angry. A bicycle rider attacked my car the other day.
What does that mean?
Was it me?
It looked like you. No, it was a guy... I pulled over.
I don't get a word in on my own fucking show.
Go ahead. Well,
tell the story.
I'm late. You guys are gonna punish me?
No, go ahead, sweetheart.
You guys already got momentum.
Stories.
Were you on the E train? Were you on the E train? Is that where you got stuck?
Yeah, I was on the A coming down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was on the E because it's on the same line and the same thing happened. We got stuck.
Yeah, they said it was.
A train got stuck.
Yeah, but the dumb fucking guy on our train, he said it was a switch problem. So how long is that going to take? And we're sitting there 20 minutes, and then there's two gay guys, like, dancing. I'm like, are they ever not gay?
You mean they're dancing? Where,
they're dancing. They're like...
In the car?
No, they're standing. They're, like, kissing each other and dancing. I'm like,
hot.
These fags are always on.
Yeah. They probably...
I'm like, I'm like, motherfucker, I got to shit my pants. I'm having diarrhea farts. I'm eating these...
You shit yourself?
Almost. I had a fucking... I was eating these, like, fucking... Like kids eating fucking
Pepto-Bismol?
Huh?
Is that Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah. Like kids eat Skittles at Halloween. I'm just fucking chewing on these so I don't shit my pants.
Travel Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah, motherfucker. In case something like that happens. What if I got to go on stage? I think I'm going to shit. What am I going to do? Usually, just shit?
You usually shit on stage.
So I always have these on me in case I have to do a shit and I got to stop a shit. So I'm chewing these and these fags are probably like, oh, he's one of us. He's eating pink candy.
Yeah. Probably.
But they don't stop dancing. They're kissing. They're right. They're like literally standing next to me kissing.
You got a hard on.
Big black dude. I got a little turned on.
Yeah,
a big black dude and then his European white boyfriend.
Oh, really? Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, God, these fags. Right,
so, Jeffrey, you...
What? That's it?
Yeah.
That's all the time I get?
Yeah.
I was going to say something about Skittles. Yeah. I accidentally told the doctor recently, I couldn't think of shingles. I went to the doctor and I thought I had a rash and I thought it was shingles. And I couldn't think of the word, and I told him I thought I had Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked if he
delicious.
Could have some, right?
There's so much blood in my semen. When I blow my load in my wife's mouth, I go, taste the rainbow.
Have you ever had that hematospermia?
No, I haven't.
I made drinking ginger ale.
Medium rare.
It's scary as
shit. Then when you get to 42nd Street, finally I'm on a local, which is better for me. And then we're stalled again. I go, what happened? He goes, there's a sick passenger at 34th Street. I'm like, for the love of God.
Yeah.
They don't want me to get to work on time?
Yeah, I wish I never took the train. I wish I had enough money where I could pay somebody 60 grand a year to just drive me around.
Oh, but then you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, but I would prefer that.
No, I get car sick.
No, the fastest way is by subway. But
I know it is.
It's by bike, but if I couldn't fucking, it was fast. It's going to be faster to take the train. I rode my bike across the fucking bridge, and then I'm like, get the A train, and I still get punished.
Kevin goes all the way from all the way across Fort Lee, the George Washington Bridge, and comes
in
down.
Jersey, you coming yeah. by bike? Wow.
By bike.
From Jersey City all the way up the bridge, and Monday I rode all the way back down too.
It's very admirable.
All the way up and all the way down.
You're too late, right?
Huh?
You couldn't take your bike.
I could have done it today if I knew this was going to happen. I still would have got here. I would have made it just in time if I took my bike all the way down. But the train's faster.
Yeah.
Unless it stops for 20 minutes.
Unless two
I
guys
gotta
are
watch
dancing.
Two guys. Fuck. They're literally dancing.
It's hot.
I'm like, these guys never shut it down.
No.
Where'd the music
I guess,
come from?
I guess Iowa, huh?
Where'd the music come from? They were just
they had
dancing.
It in their fucking...
Like acapella.
No, they had it in their thing. One had it in the thing. The other one could hear it. And he's like, dancing. And I'm trying not to be like homophobic. And there's cops there, too. And I'm like, I'm about to shit my pants. I was the only one who's going like, for the love of God, every time he made an announcement, like, there's a switch problem. We should be moving momentarily. And then some old lady was like getting pissed. And me and an old lady...
At least you could hear the announcement. Usually it's like,
yeah.
You don't hear anything.
I've seen Greer Barnes act. Anyway, nobody does.
Yeah. So your car got hit by a bike?
I pulled over on Amsterdam Avenue because some guy was pulling out.
Thanks for the spot, guys.
I pulled over and I asked him if he was pulling out. In order to do that, I had to pull into the bike lane.
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, I hear a smash in my car. Somebody punched my window really hard right at my face level. I look over and this guy's like cursing like he wants to kill me. And he's like, you motherfucker, you're in the bike lane. As if he couldn't go around my car.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It was too much trouble to go around my car. I had to pull in there to ask the guy if he was pulling out.
Right.
People are so angry these days. He says, open your window. I'm not going to open my window, obviously. He's punching my fucking window.
What's wrong with this guy?
He was a sick fuck. And you could see the anger in his eyes. He wanted to kill me for being in the bike lane. And I'm like, that's the level of anger that is around today, that people, for something so simple, and to tell you the truth, I wanted to run them over.
Sure.
I wanted to, a car is
so
a big
people
weapon.
People are more angry now than they were. That's a fallacy, Jeffrey.
I don't think it's a fallacy.
So, you know, people complain about the subway now. The subway used to not have didn't have air conditioning when I moved here. Now it has Wi-Fi. So I know I'm bitching about the subway, but people have never been happier in this fucking city.
There's an element
I get on the train in Washington Heights, I don't even get stabbed.
Right.
I see white
Not
people
even
walk.
Once?
No, I see white people walking around up there. You couldn't do that in the '80s. If you were white and watching
that,
you would have been
gentrification.
I know, but it's saying everyone's doing well. The unemployment's 3%.
Right. You would think
crime
so,
is
but
down.
People are fucking angry. There's a level. You see it when you're driving. People honking their horn. As soon as the light changes, they slam
Son
on
of
the
Sam.
Horn. Exactly. Son of Sam. That's
that was
what
when
I was
the city
say
was
next.
Edgy. Blackouts.
Yeah. But also the city's really crowded. There's 8.8 million people live in New York City. More people
in your building, right?
Right. No, more people live in New York than ever before. So the city is
The city's losing people.
It's not true at all.
The last census is the city's losing people.
Yeah, that's what they say. People are moving out. If you could afford to move out, people are leaving.
But they can't. They're not counting the undesirables.
De Blasio.
They're not counting the people who are illegal. So who knows how many
buildings
people are here?
Hudson Yards and Billionaires Row. These are all. There's more. I mean, look at Hudson.
A lot of them are unsold. I just read there's like 60%.
Yeah, but Jersey City, they put up a new high rise every 6 months and they fill it immediately. Right, Jim Stansel?
That's right. Same thing in Stamford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance capital of the world, folks.
Oh, I love Stamford, Connecticut.
It's beautiful up there. Especially
we're gonna be at. I'm gonna be there in.
June 6th through 8th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Give me a plug, Jim Stan. So where am I going to be?
6th through 8th, he'll be at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport.
Vinnie Brand's Club with Shuley McShuley.
I thought I shit my pants today, actually.
Did you?
Really? Oh, yeah. Do tell.
Everybody's bragging.
We're at Sullivan's. It's great.
Why don't you just go to the bathroom?
Oh, no. I didn't think I was going to shit my pants. I just...
farted and...
Yeah, unfortunate. So I threw my underwear out, took my pants off, and put my pants back on.
Did you wet down a paper towel or something with your...
What did you pull your pants off, then you put them back on because they were okay?
I shit my underwear, so I took my pants off, put my underwear in the garbage, put my pants back on. put it's my like, shoes back on.
It's like doing NPR, isn't it?
But now you have no
show, right?
Now you have no underwear.
Yeah, I'm free balling, baby.
Shit show.
Is that why you're wearing
six through eight? Kevin will be at Stress Factory.
That's why you're wearing the dark glasses.
Yeah.
So you're undercover. He shit his pants. He's a little shy.
Quick question: when you do Stanford or Vinny's show, will you go home and come back, or they put you up?
I don't know. They'll put me up a couple of nights.
Are you going to tell him not to open for you?
In my house. You're
going to tell him not to go up.
I'm going to say, don't say anything about my exes.
Yeah, exes, right?
That's what Florentine said. Florentine does have issues with his exes.
Well, not
his famous exes.
Not one of them.
Not one of them.
He tells everybody not to mention them.
No, he tweeted that about he was going to work at Vinny Brand's Club, and he. Oh no, it's for the what's the puppet guy? Otto and George. They're doing an Otto and George benefit at Stress Factory in like the end of May. No, for the puppet's family.
Really?
What did he do that night though when Pete left? Who went on? Do you know?
Vinny did.
Oh, the whole show is just
no. Derek Gaines was still there. Derek
Gaines
was on.
Oh, he had been there.
Vinny told me some of it, and then I saw Ricky Velez who was there, and I said, Ricky, what happened? And he said, I said, Vinny said he didn't say anything wrong. And then Ricky was just laughed. I said, maybe it's a generational thing because you guys are all fucking.
Yeah, they're all tight. Ricky's.
No, they're all talking their code like, hey, man, don't be. You know, they all talk like they're black and then we don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Pete Davidson's a douchebag.
Yeah. So Florentine said, Florentine's on that show with Otto and George. And he tweeted to Vinny's tweet. Or to whatever's tweet, if he brings up one of my famous exes, I'm not going to go on. But he's got all kinds. I think it might be Florentine. Maybe Florentine's the problem.
How do you mean?
I mean, he's not had a great history with ladies.
Well,
he does better. You do better with your pants than he does with the ladies, if you know what I'm saying. He shits the bed, and he's still doing better with them Florentine with his lady loves.
Florentine's so pretty. He should come to the other side. I'll give him a whirl.
Shouldn't he?
Yeah.
When I saw those guys dancing on a train that stuck for 20 minutes and kissing, I was like, there's got to be something over there.
Yeah.
It's got to be something. Well, I think once you go over there, you're like, I'm never coming back.
I'm coming back.
No, right? Just stay, because you know as soon as they, wherever they're going, you know the fucking black guy, he's going to suck the black guy's dick and vice versa.
Sure.
Well, they're both going to come. And then the one guy's singing the song. He's like, he goes, come again. He's actually singing come in the song. I guess that was in the song. Like, he's like dancing. He's like, come again.
How's your sexuality? Is it fluid? Have you ever had gay sex?
No. Actually not. No.
All right, I don't know.
I've never had gay sex.
You're running out of time, Jeffrey.
You better get in there, Jeffrey.
That hair's only got about six more weeks left.
You should have seen Bill Burr talking about it. Do you know what happened to me that I showed up at Madison Square Garden for the Garden of Laughs thing?
He's a master of segues. Go ahead.
And well, no, because it made me think. Because Bill Burr and John Mulaney did a whole thing about my hair. Because my assistant forgot to pack my microphone, so I show up at fucking Garden of Laughs with a camera and no microphone.
Well, you had to bring your own mic.
Well, I'm doing interviews on the red carpet. Uh-oh. Yeah, I was covering the red carpet, and so Roy Rosegarten produced it, you know, and it was Seinfeld and Ben Stiller and everybody was there. It's a charity to raise money for underprivileged kids and kids with disabilities. So I had been looking forward to it for weeks.
Right, sure.
And the thing starts at 6:30. I get there 5:30 because I'm always early. They don't let us up till 6. 6:10, my assistant goes, "Let's do a mic check." I'm like, "Good idea." He goes, "Where's the mic?" I go, "You're fucking kidding me." I look in the bag. There's no mic. I had to run home in rush hour from Madison Square Garden. It was like a movie. I jump in a cab. I'm like, step on it. I got to get to the east side.
It was right there.
You know how long it takes to buy a mic and then have them set up the wireless? I would have missed the red carpet's only an hour.
You're right.
So John Mulaney, I don't know if I could.
He was going to take out his gun and shoot you in the head.
If I could.
Please.
Let me hear this. If I could play it. Let me see if I could find
it. Disagree with this story. It's called Yes And.
Right. Then what'd you do? And what you do?
Let me see if it'll play.
I took Bruce out last night. I got him all fucked up.
Dude, I ran into you.
Yeah, at the club.
What do you mean? Yeah. I took out.
How could you leave your microphone at home?
I don't want to hear that fag's voice. Oh God. I'm John Mulaney. I don't suck cock. I get it near my mouth, but I never suck it.
Hey, last time I saw you, I think we were shooting Crashing.
Oh right.
That was a fun day.
Right.
That was a fun thing.
Yeah,
at the table.
Somebody was just telling me, Vanessa, what's her? Vanessa?
Del Rio.
She was on, I think she was a writer on the show.
Vanessa Boyer?
Vanessa? I don't
Vanessa something. She was a writer on the show. Look up Crashing. Jim Stance, I'll look up Crashing and see who the writers were.
What about it?
Please.
She was at the Cellar last night. She said she was telling me how funny I was when I was doing my riffing. She goes, the funniest part, you said Jeff Ross, if he was Irish, he'd be a mailman.
It's funny.
Because he has no talent. Right. Yeah. Oh, they would have been like, thank you. Thanks. thanks for your application. We're not interested. Huh? Vanessa Bayer, I think.
She's from SNL.
Yeah.
She was one of the writers on Crashing? I didn't know that.
No, was she one of the writers? No, I think there's two. They have similar names. No, I don't think that's her. What's her name?
Vanessa Bayer.
And she was a writer on Crashing?
I'm looking at her images, you know.
She was a
what is she, like a four?
She was a cast player on SNL.
No, I think that's somebody else. Look her up her Wikipedia. I see if she's the writer from SNL. I don't think she is.
No, Vanessa Bayer was in an episode of Crashing as an actress.
There you go.
Oh, no, but see who was the writer. See who was the writer on Crashing.
Maybe she wrote her own thing.
Huh?
Maybe it's Judd.
She didn't. I know. There was Fitzsimmons was a writer, and then...
Greg was there for the shoot.
And then Mike Lawrence was a writer and the female writer. See who the female writer was.
Maybe Phoebe Waller-Bridge?
No.
Jamie
Judd
Lee?
Judd does
something. No, a writer. It should say writer, shouldn't it?
This is what's popping up. I don't know.
Are you going to the Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Her name, I'm a cunt face. I don't know.
It hurts.
Dick, right. Yeah. He would jablow me.
He would jablow. Yeah.
No, there was I think it was the writer.
Those are always anyway. Funny. No matter how many years
it
ago.
It doesn't matter.
Vanessa, the one is on SNL. She wouldn't have been there for our episode because she wasn't in our episode.
I think it's so funny.
Emo Phillips was there for that episode.
I was there. Yeah. You were in your trailer, though, the whole time.
Did you hear I have Alzheimer's or something? Your wife's name's Zooli. Hey, shit.
You wouldn't come out of your trailer.
Yeah.
Judd's knocking. He's like, we're ready for you, Kev.
Until Emo Phillips comes.
I want to say I'll be out in a minute.
This guy nails an Emo Phillips.
Right.
Which is not easy to do.
No, I do weddings, bar mitzvahs. I'll give you a card. I'm on MySpace, too. So.
Chad was good. Should Chad call in?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was going to shit on fucking...
Go ahead.
Bob Biggerstaff, because Bob Biggerstaff, I was telling
Twitter.
No, I was telling you the other day. He, after the show.
He had a bunch of.
Because he kept saying what a bitch I was. And then after. You hear that?
Smart.
Then, yeah, like a fucking bad one. And then after the show, he's like, oh, I have some couple of Gary Goldman stories.
After the show.
After the show. And we kept shit on him how bad a guest he was.
He's terrible.
And then he has nothing to say. And then after the show. He's like, oh, yeah, my roommate has a Gary Goldman story, and Jason Cantor has a Gary Goldman story. And it's like, are you an idiot? Are you as dumb as you are fat?
Who is a bad guest? I didn't get
Biggerstaff. You're close. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Bob's a very nice guy, but he just doesn't bring a lot
to it. Just a big oaf. He doesn't laugh. He just sits there. Takes up space.
And he talks over.
He's actually better in Jim Stansel's spot. That's what somebody pointed out. He goes, you're not bad on the couch.
Yeah, he's a good couch guest.
Yeah, you stink as a third mic.
Right.
He just sits there and he steps on everybody else. We had a funny caller, the angry caller. He's a legendary caller. He stepped on him like he's going to be funnier than the angry caller.
Yeah, he only wakes up.
That'll be the day.
When somebody else is talking, then he'll start to talk.
Yeah.
And then he'll apologize and he touches my hand. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm like, he's a nice guy, but maybe we could just take a... Maybe we're on a Biggerstaff break.
Yeah, definitely. I said, unless we're desperate.
We have to be really...
That's why we're going to the phone. Do you want to be a guest, right, Stansel?
Yeah. I filled it out half joking. I figured you wanted, like, real professionals.
But... No, we don't. We just want people to have, you know, just who want to be...
I'm a warm body.
Want to be guests. No, you filled in before, didn't you, when somebody didn't show up?
Yeah, when Alan Fuchs didn't show up.
Alan Fuchs. Alan
Fuchs. You were good, Alan Fuchs.
That's a harder name to grow up with than Biggerstaff.
You know, right?
First of all, that Fuchs. Should be his real name, Alan Fuchs.
Ryan,
keep it going for Alan
Ryan
Fuchs.
Got in on his co-host last night.
And
if that's his name, then how can they say it's bad?
It's called him old soy sauce hair.
And he does this show from a strip club.
No, he does it for...
Not anymore. He used to do it at Rick's.
Rick's Cabaret, right?
He used to. He moved.
He moved from Rick's.
What was it?
Sex Dungeon. It was good.
Weekend Sex.
Yeah, I was on it last night. Yeah, it was good. I talked to Keanu. She said I was very funny, and they had a great time. And
you don't remember?
I remember, like, some of it.
Yeah, you were really fucked up.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk. It's my birthday on Saturday, so I've been having these. I went to Quality Italian.
Oh, right. He's like a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah,
it's
I am.
My birthday on Saturday, I like to party a little bit early.
All right.
Look at this picture. There's a dick. There's a dick near your mouth. You're on your knees.
So yeah.
You don't remember that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. What?
Keanu has like a dick on something.
Yeah.
On a drill gun or something.
Oh, yeah, she's like it was like a dick drill thing. Yeah, we got
it. Oh, it spins around.
Like
I've seen
dungeon.
Those. Yeah,
it vibrates and spins around.
And what was Adam doing?
It also hangs drywall. He was just in the room. You know, he was just enjoying the show.
And you got there on time?
Yeah, I got there on time, no problem.
You get too drunk. By the nighttime, you get you're a mess.
I was a quality Italian, and I know you're not much of a drinker, but I had an Irish coffee with nothing, hot whiskey with the caffeine and stuff. It's like taking a quarter hit of acid. Like it really can put you in a.
But that wasn't all you had. You've been drinking
all
day.
I had a bunch of glasses of wine, and not all day, but I didn't drink all day. I didn't have a scotch and soda with my eggs.
Because you didn't have any scotch.
Exactly.
Only reason.
All I had was soda. I'm like, gross. Yeah. But do you
you're kissing her. Look, there's
not
a picture
anymore.
Of Keanu.
No, I did my share and your share and his share. Right.
There's a picture of you kissing Keanu on the shoulder.
Yeah, she loved it.
No, her face says no, thank
she's
you.
She's acting. She went to. She's that's called the Meisner technique.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Repetition.
Yeah,
Meisner technique. You just keep doing it over and over again.
Exactly. Kiss the head. All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Favorite Mother's Day memory?
Oh, man, it's been a while since I've called in, but I just wanted to remind Kevin that that fucking hairline is moving back and back and back. Dude, you might as well just go fucking bald, Kevin. Come on.
I just got a haircut, you cunt.
Well, no, dude, it just looks bad. It's like a fucking full moon's out and the tide's fucking going down, dude. That thing is moving back every fucking day, man. Fucking get it shaped up.
You want me to go around like Jeffrey Gurian?
I don't know.
Bill
man.
Burr's
honestly,
waiting for me to go bald. He's like, we are going to be two old bald men on the red carpet.
Well, Bill Burr just shaved his head.
Time to go Mr. Clean on that bad boy. Dude.
I'm not shaving my head because I got shit on my head. I got a bump here. I got like a scab here.
Gross.
I look all AIDS-y.
You're fucking washed up, dude. You look like fucking shit, bro. I don't understand why your wife's even still with you.
I don't either.
And you,
I wish I could get so ugly she would just walk out.
Right.
And you,
I mean,
and you pay this guy to call
there, it? It's happening.
This is my therapist.
Right. It's very supportive.
Yeah, just calling in to let you know that, I mean, you seriously look like a full-blown piece of shit.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a great day. You're in Stamford, Connecticut in the fifth.
See, that's amazing to me that you're comfortable with that.
I love it.
Fascinated by it. I love the fact that you love it.
No, I just people keeping it real. I don't want people to call up and be like, "Hey, I think your show's terrific. I'll hang up now."
You should get a hairpiece.
Huh? Should I, Brian? With all your problems, you're like, "I don't even I had a good time last night." Yeah, I saw you, you fucking idiot.
I walk in the Comedy Cellar. You couldn't have been sitting farther away from everybody else.
Yeah, I was trying to be alone to work on my act, okay?
Well, yeah, you should have been there all day.
Blah, 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 blah. Easier for you to say, you drunk retard. And Brian, at one point, I say something to Brian. Brian goes, "You know what? I like you." Like he just won an Oscar and he's fucking what's his
Sally
phrase?
Sally Field.
You guys, I like you guys. Like a big fag. I thought he's gonna go in for a wet kiss. You know, I'm starting to like you.
Kind that I do. I like him wet.
Go ahead, caller.
What do we got? Favorite Mother's Day recipe.
Chad said he's calling. Chad's officially off of that podcast on
He's
in
done
LA.
It. He's done Hello? In show business.
He's not done. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me, Kev?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo, what up, dude? Bob Bickerstaff, I think that was his best appearance.
Oh, my God. He was awful.
The bar is pretty low.
You think it was pretty bad?
No, it couldn't have been worse. He doesn't talk. Then he talks on everybody. Then he's got good stories after the show. He's shitting on me. He's calling me a fucking bitch for putting up the Gary Goldman pictures. And then afterwards, he's like, two people he knows, his roommate that built a wall for him, and then another comic. Like, he only knows, like, three people in this fucking city, and two of them have a Gary Goldman story, but he forgot them. But I don't think he forgot them. I think he was afraid, because you know how fat people are. They're afraid. They're just worried about their next meal.
I
don't know anyone fucking
Jeffrey
with that.
Has the rash.
Huh?
I have a theory on why Jeffrey has the rash.
Jeffrey Gurian has a rash?
No, I said I thought I had shingles.
Oh.
I told the doctor I had Skittles by mistake.
Yeah. I know why you got it, dude.
Why?
I'm afraid to
you
ask.
Made a nigger's asshole.
Oh, come on now. Come on. All right. Hey, thank you.
Nice call.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
I liked how they didn't even cut him off. Eric didn't even cut him off. Because you only get one, you know what, per call, and then they hang up on you.
You go for a second one, then we cut him off.
We hope you learned your lesson.
That's right.
We didn't cut you off.
Next caller.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
You should come here a lot so I can get used to that kind of shit.
Oh, it's terrible. We really refrain refrain from that as much as we can here.
Hey, happy.
And Brian, we're not even allowed to say it. Even in February.
I didn't know 35th Street was in Russia.
You know what Tal calls black comics? Februaries. I've never seen him say it, but
that's very funny.
Somebody said he calls them Februaries.
That's great.
That guy's funny.
How do you feel about Amy Schumer naming her kid Gina Tal?
For real?
Yep.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's the middle name?
Yep.
It's a boy? It's a girl?
Boy, I guess. Gina Tal Fisher.
Oh, the first name is Gina Tal?
Gene. And then Gina middle name Attell.
Oh, G-E-N-E?
Yeah.
Attell. Wow.
And she took the guy's last name?
Well, she takes a lot of things. She's fat. You know what I mean? She probably took his sandwich, too, if you know what I'm saying.
Judaism, though, you name after people that are dead. So in Judaism, you name after people that are dead, so it's really weird that she named him after a tent.
Can only hope.
Well, baby's not born yet.
We can only hope that this finally kills him. It's going to be some funeral.
Oh, boy. Boy, I tell you,
they give me a couple of minutes.
You're going to bury
I mean, I was his first friend in show business.
You knew him when he had hair.
You really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We used to do open mics together.
And you guys used to double team Sarah Silverman, right?
Not double team.
No, not double team, but one after the other. Who went first?
Well, she would go with, because she was a Jew, so she would go for the Groupon.
Right, absolutely. Back in those days, it was a hand-delivered letter. Sorry.
You're not drunk enough, or you're too drunk.
No, I'm three deep. It's not too.
Yeah, it's no good.
No.
But you're wearing shorts, right?
I am absolutely wearing shorts.
It's the obsession with dressing inappropriately.
What do you mean?
Well, it's fucking. It's not. It's cold out. In the shade, it's cold.
White guys wear shorts all winter. It's ridiculous. You see that?
No, they think they're cool. They think they're edgy because white guys
with white pasty legs.
No, white guys are obsessed with
you. I'm not talking about you, but white guys.
White guys are obsessed with being edgy.
I don't do legs.
These are delicious, by the way.
Are you still having your Pepto-Bismols?
No, you're supposed to eat like two, and then you eat two for half an hour, but I ate six. I just kept chewing them.
Just popping them.
I was going to shit my pants on the train.
That's not a good look.
With the two fags there, dancing, you know?
It'd be great if they picked up your shit.
One guy covered in shit.
Yeah, and started eating it. He's like, oh, I like this. Tastes like chocolate. The other guy starts making out with him, and they piss in each other's mouths.
And there was four cops on the train. They were on the other end of the train. And you couldn't even get out. You couldn't even, like, it was the A train, so you can't even open the door.
You wanted to, you couldn't leave. Yeah,
you can't even.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. You know, some trains you can open the door and switch cars and at least shit outside while the train's not moving.
The homeless people shit.
Yeah.
Hang your ass over the.
Because it's like, who cares? The train's not moving anyway. So I was just gonna have to stand there and just shit my pants.
Ugh.
And like Liz from the Comedy Cell, so I keep thinking like Liz is like, you're such a content whore, and I'm like, this is good content if I shit my pants on the A train.
Well, you know, it's good for
in front of the fags.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that smell?
Happy birthday.
Because they
like your dick.
Yeah, they know the smell of shit. Sure. Go ahead.
What do you got? Favorite shit story?
It's foreplay for them.
It really is. Hey, they like it so much. It's eight play.
Jeffrey Gurian.
Yo.
Hey, Jeffrey Gurian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why did you get banned from Bennington Show in SiriusXM?
Oh, I
didn't get banned from Bennington Show.
Oh boy, drama!
I was on for 2 years.
You had talked some shit about some interns, or talked bad to some interns, and then you got banned from the show. I haven't heard you in a while.
I was on recently talking about the Garden of Laughs. Actually, when I forgot my mic, I was on about 3 weeks ago. I was never banned from the show. Ron and I are really tight.
Where did you get your information?
Mike Boschetti.
I don't know.
I don't know, he says.
It's not true. I would say it. I wasn't banned from the show.
I don't know. I just got it.
Is this Bob Biggerstaff? I don't know. He calls on seriously.
Bob Biggerstaff.
I heard you assaulted an intern. You're like, oh, what'd you get information? I don't know. What a good, like, you really crumbled.
My mom told me.
Yo, type her under questioning, Henry. Henry.
Good call. Thank you.
Have a great Wednesday.
Next call, please.
You got...
Nope. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, just wanted to ask Jeffrey, is that a wig?
Oh, actually, it's real.
Yeah,
very real. How do you keep it in that shape all the time?
Pardon me?
Products.
How do you keep it in that shape all the time?
It's just what I do.
What does it look like when you wake up?
It's a mixture of electricity and Viagra.
What does it look like when you...
It looks like shit when I wake up. I have to work on it. I try.
For how long?
Fucking like Elizabeth Taylor with a whole bag of products just
Filipino
for my hair.
Houseboy that does his hair every morning. Right.
When you wake up, it has no life to it. It's all flat.
So, no, the front is still up, but the sides are like fucking horrible. It's ridiculous.
Do you wear a shower cap when you take a shower?
No, I don't. No, I don't wear a shower cap. No,
my wife wears a shower cap.
Bill Burr wanted to know if I use one of those dryers like they used in the 50s, you know, that go over your head, the whole thing.
I could see that. Like four Italian ladies and they all lift the thing and then you're the fifth person.
He said to me, you're going to keep that lion's mane, aren't you? I'm like...
Who said that?
What else did Burr?
Oh, Bill Burr. He's fucking gold. Oh, that fucking gold. I got my chopper.
You put your hair clean.
I fucking landed right on the fucking roof of the garden.
Live in the garden.
So I landed right on the X.
I'm in New Hampshire, and the fucking Dave the chat is horrible.
Oh, Manchester by the sea.
Wicked. He killed his kids and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. He lit a fire. The fucking fire killed him.
He burned him up. And then he jerked off on the X. That's stupid.
Did you read the story about the guy that burnt his daughter up in a car in the Bronx?
Yeah, we're trying to keep it light today, Jeffrey.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to think that was funny.
She said she wanted to get a sunburn.
It's such a sick story. I can't even.
What do you do?
I can't even talk about it.
Story for crime report.
It's disgusting.
Okay. Horrible.
The guy should be murdered. The guy should have his dick.
Torn apart.
The guy should have his dick fucking cut off in the town square.
Give it to me.
First nailed to a piece of wood, then cut off.
Okay. Oh, that's fucking disgusting. Horrible. Anyway, thanks for bringing it up, though.
Okay.
All right. Have a great Wednesday.
Let's go to commercial.
All right. Exactly. Debbie Downer.
Go ahead, caller.
Debbie Downer on the show today.
I thought he's this guy's making it in Bickerstaff look good.
I know, right? Any 9/11 stories?
You made me think.
And it was so hot. My uncle jumped out. I'm like, I was watching this. I'm like, that's my Uncle Tony. The 84th floor. He worked for Fitzgerald and Fitzgerald.
All right, we have OVO Cool Cat calling in. Hi, OVO.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Brian. So I was listening to your podcast yesterday with Louisa, and she's always talking about, like, the perfect man that she wants and all this shit. And here's the thing. Like, I'm willing to bet she has not met Jeffrey Gurian yet.
Do you know Louisa Flutzy? Do you know that girl?
No, seriously? That's her name?
Seriously, her name.
No, I
she's
don't know
her. A classical flautist, and she's on one of these.
Oh, Flutzy. Wait, yes. I think I met her.
Yeah.
At one of the other shows here.
Yes.
I remember Flutzy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's
I think it was at Pat
she's
Dixon.
She's 5'9". She's got a really nice ass. She's tall. She's a lot of. You don't like her? Jim?
Great ass.
Oh, wow.
She did body painting the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to paint her body with cum.
Oh,
stop it. Anyway, but she did a whole thing on my show where she talked about how she wants to meet a rich guy who can take her around, but also
they all do. They're all cunts. They all have money. Made a rich guy who's going to take them to Barbados.
He wants to go to Barbados. And
then they got to have a baby, and then they're all like, I'm not happy anymore. I have a baby. Yeah, fucking learn how to work your cunt, you cunt.
Learn how to work your cunt, you cunt. He works for Hallmark on the weekends.
So. I could see that. That's a good.
Learn how to work your cunt, you cunt.
No, they don't. They don't know. They're like, I like to use my cunt for things, and then they have a baby. Like, this sucks.
I like when they say they want a funny rich guy. That's usually those two things don't usually add.
I want to have a baby, and then I'm going to be miserable for the next 20 years because I have a baby. But even though I wanted one, you cunt.
Yeah.
Hey,
how's your love life? Oh, I'm sorry. OVO, yes.
Sorry to cut you off, OVO.
Oh, no, it's fine. Hey, Kevin and Jeffrey Gurian, I want you guys to weigh in. What do you guys think about the Barry Ribs and Mike Buscetti feud?
What?
Seriously? I didn't realize there was a Mike Buscetti.
Is this the same thing of you and Bennington? No, there's no feud. There's no feud. They were just goofing around. Barry Ribs can't feud with anybody.
Go ahead. Garrett, what do you got?
I like how he laughs like a girl.
He's in a basement in Albuquerque.
So they all laugh like girls? Yeah,
well, were they on the show together, Mike Buscetti and Barry Ribs?
Oh, that'd be a good show.
We here together?
Sure. Barry, Bobo, and Ribs.
We'd have to bronze the microphones.
Yeah.
Like an eternal flame.
OVO, I think they were just goofing.
I don't know. They both have horrible grammar, though. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, Barry put something out, and then Barry, you know, Barry's always calling people out, like the comedy community, and then Mike Buscetti jumped in, like you couldn't tell if he was kidding or not. But who cares? They're you know. I mean, first of all, Mike, what is Mike Buscetti going to do? He never leaves his house.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He used to send me letters all the time, the nicest letters written in crayon. Did you ever see any of his letters?
A real crayon?
Yeah.
And his mom had to deliver them.
Every couple of weeks, he would send me a letter.
No, they weren't in crayon.
They were in crayon.
All different colors?
I don't remember all different colors. I remember that they were in crayon.
We used 32 colors, the whole box.
Nicest guy.
The old un-PC colors like Indian red and Jew yellow and,
Jew yellow. That's
the rare flesh color.
The very rare flesh color.
You don't know.
That brings
me
back
to
Jew yellow.
Yeah, right.
Where'd that come from? From the yellow star the Jews had to wear in Germany?
Like that.
Is that
yeah,
what you're referencing? That's what you're referencing?
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know. We're not Holocaust deniers. We just haven't seen
just
all the
Irish.
Evidence.
I think it was a car crash. That's all. I feel like it was a car crash or, you know, the Mashiach himself. You know, what are you going to do? Gag is into hate, as my people say.
That's right.
You have Jews in Albuquerque, OVO?
What was that?
Do you have Jews in Albuquerque?
No, not a lot of them out here. I don't know. I think there's like a small, very, very small community of
Chabad.
It's not a lot. I don't think I've ever met a Jew.
Just a bunch of accountants.
He's never met a Jew.
Who does your taxes?
They have no Jews and no blacks in Albuquerque. Just like sunburned white people.
Yeah, terrible basketball.
Looking
yeah,
at the sun. Right. Exactly.
No, but I sent Bill Burr one time. I sent Bill Burr a picture in crayon of him in a helicopter, and I never got anything back.
In crayon?
Yeah.
Why he's busy though. He's got like 20 shows. He's got a lot going on. I'm busy and I don't have anything going on, but he's got to make sure his chopper's up, his engine is all fucking fluid.
He doesn't own his own helicopter, does he?
I bet he does.
He rents him.
Huh? That's not a good idea, renting a helicopter, though.
It hurts.
Huh?
It hurts.
What if it crashes? And isn't it better to have your own fucking helicopter so you can keep an eye on it? I think someone's fucking with my chopper.
Well, I think you can share, like, they probably have, like, fractional ownership of...
Yeah, no, those are the ones that crash. Like, you get on a plane that you get a corporate jet that...
Timeshare, right?
Timeshare.
You own a piece of it, right?
Yeah, like, a friend of mine is very wealthy. He has a jet thing, so you pay...
But you don't know what they're doing it when you're not using it. You don't know.
Probably two gay guys dancing in it.
Right.
Yeah, it could be a guy taking a shit.
Third guy's trying to not shit.
Yeah, Jim's friend.
I was like, I'm going to shit on the train.
Ugh.
I'm going to shit on the train.
What would you have done had that happened?
I don't think I already shit today, so I don't think it would have been like a massive shit.
You think you could pull that off just standing there? Because the doors wouldn't open. You'd have nowhere to go.
I was waiting, and then I started eating these Pepto Bismol stuff things.
Carry those around with you?
Do you pray?
I didn't pray this time.
Didn't pray.
I was getting mad that I'm like.
Praying man, you would pray.
No, then I'm like.
His
I'm
body's
like,
a praying mantis. Oh, hey.
I'm like, first I was getting mad that I'm like, you got to be very zen about this.
Exactly. Because your body will feel that.
Yeah, my body's just like, dude, you got to calm down. If you're going to shit, it's like, if you're going to be raped, just lay back and enjoy it. You know what I mean? If you're going to shit, just. Let it happen or don't let it happen.
No, but if
being tense is not being tense is not going to help.
Being tense makes it worse.
Like that John Mendoza show.
You
take your finger and you press your belly button when that happens.
It's like John Mendoza said: fear is having a bran muffin and a cup of coffee and then being stuck in traffic. Right. But this was worse because if you're stuck in traffic, you're by yourself. So if you shit your car, who cares? But if I shit the train.
But what if you're wearing pants that you like?
Well, I was wearing actually two pairs of pants. I have shorts and then sweatpants.
If you want to see what happens and you put your finger on my belly button, go ahead and do it. That's not bread. Nothing says loving like popping fresh stuffing.
First of all, I can't believe another man touched you.
I'm into it.
And then you didn't see that
coming. Willingly. No, I had no idea what he was going
right
to do.
Right in there. Even before I said, put your finger in, he was already heading for it. He was already coming for landing. Like Bill Burr on the roof of a comedy club.
All right, OVO, thanks.
Thanks, OVO.
I hung up on him.
Well, thank you, OVO, for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, as my mom would say, all the way from New Mexico.
All the way.
Like he's paying those fucking toll lines. Right. Remember, you would make a two-minute call that cost $5?
No, I used to practice my
phone. Yeah, fucking long-distance calls. You don't get that anymore.
My parents used to get the bill, and they would figure out who called who because we had so many kids, and long distance. There was like fucking the phone bill was probably like $300. You know,
when we traveled, we wouldn't call. We'd call for a made up name. I was in Puerto Rico, 19 years
call
old.
Call collect.
No money, I would call collect, but some made up name just to let my mother know that I got there okay, and that way we didn't pay for the call.
Right.
Was it one of those phones that had like the thing on the side and you talked into the?
It was, yeah.
Andy Griffith. Yeah,
right. It's a crank phone, yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, caller.
His phone number was 44. What do you got? Nothing?
Hey, no, I didn't hear it click over.
Hey, hi.
Kevin, when you were talking about the Bill on his own helicopter, it's actually safer to rent because maintenance and the regulations are much more strict when you have an aircraft that's available for rental versus one of trying to own your own. When you own your own, you know, you still have certain things you have to do, but it's not as stringent as if you crash, you know, if you have your, if you rent one. Plus, if you're the one renting the airplane and it crashes, they come after you to make sure everything was okay.
That was my point. That's what I said. They have to.
Yeah, but you don't know who's you. It's like when you share, like back in the day, they would share, if you had a yellow cab, you would share the medallion with somebody else. So he would drive all night and you would drive all day.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't know what the fuck's going on with the car when you're not using it. I see his point. I'm sure it is stricter if it's a company. They have a professional company.
Go ahead.
Another thing, too.
And they hold the insurance.
With airplanes and boats alike, if it flies, floats, or fucks, it's a lot cheaper to rent.
Flies, floats, or fucks.
It's oh yeah. Rent. I know what he's saying.
Boats or wives, they're all expensive as shit if you own them.
And if you can walk through mud, you can fuck through blood.
Yeah. Hey, great show, y'all.
So he's saying,
thanks, buddy. Thank you.
You're saying don't buy a boat.
Yeah, don't. You know the best.
Flies,
boat?
Floats, or fucks. Don't rent it.
Boat stands for break out another thousand.
Yeah, it's dude. So, even the gas for a boat is expensive. Like, yeah, the best boat's your friend's boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys should go into the bumper sticker business.
Yeah, we should like
your best boat is your friend's boat.
Yeah.
Like minor surgery, a surgery done on someone else.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or it'd be great.
Billy Burr says rent.
Like I'm like I have whores, boats, and helicopters all for rent. And you can come in two of them. Guess which two?
That's a long bumper sticker, but
you better be like a
have a big car.
A big car, Buick or something.
Yeah, like okay.
Any other callers? Are we all right?
Yeah, we got one more.
All right. Okay.
So Chad's off the show at All Things Comedy. Well, so it's just a matter of time before he gets the fuck out of there.
Ironically, now it really is All Things Comedy.
All right.
That's
he's
Mother Day's memory.
He's off the show, punch drunk.
Wow. Well,
go ahead, caller.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Oklahoma.
Nice.
I'm definitely going to get an N-word here.
No. Brian was saying best Mother Day's memory is when she died of cancer 7 months ago.
Oh.
What
did he say? What?
What?
Oh, that was great. Sorry about that. Sorry for your loss.
I
still have the Polaroids, though.
Nigga boy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I told you.
Like when he goes.
Regular callers. No, this hasn't happened in a while. Am I right, Gary?
It has been a while.
Because we were told to stay away from it.
Mr. Keith gave us a talking to.
I wonder why.
Well, I think it's not right to be so terrified of a word. I think it's a little ridiculous, and I think calling something the N-word versus the actual word is in a lot of ways more offensive than the actual word.
What?
When people
who cares what you think? You're a blind drunk.
I have an associate's degree.
White people can't say it, even though, you know, even if it's said, like, even if everybody around them is saying it.
No, that's my grandfather.
Even if everybody around them is saying it at a party, and then you have to be like, you just nod.
Sounds like it would add so much to someone's act. Like, I'd be dying, you know, when black comics use it in their act, it's fucking hilarious.
Right.
He said in his special? I would in context?
No. Yeah. He said, I'm so glad there aren't a bunch of...
hard R.
Oh. Yeah, the hard R really brings it home. He's a pussy. He should have just gone for it. It's been like, yeah! He's in Atlanta now. I mean, I don't know where I'm sure he's out of the perimeter. You ever go to Atlanta?
Yes.
There's no black people there.
Yeah, well, once you go out of
I actually performed at the Uptown Comedy Corner.
Really?
Shortay Wayans got me the spot.
Look at you.
And she goes, I don't know if you're going to do it. I had done the improv, and I wanted to do another
spot. Shortay? Who's that? That's the Indian Wayans?
Oh, she's one of the daughters.
Mother
is one of the...
Oh, look at Shortay Wayans.
Shortay Wayans just got some new TV show. She's on. Like,
yeah, they're like, show. Are there any other Wayans in the house?
There's a million.
Any other Wayans. You know what's want a TV show?
Raise your hand if you haven't had a TV show yet.
How old are you, 7? You're ready for a show.
Mean Girls 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Jesus Christ.
No, not Mean Girls.
Fucking talentless family.
You ever see White Girls where they do...
Where they dress up. I was just talking about that. I'm working with the New York's Funniest Reporter show is coming up. So I'm working with Wale Aliyu, the guy from NBC. He's from Nigeria.
He sure is.
I thought his name was Whale. It's spelled W-A-L-E. So I'm like, I'm not a sea creature. Fucking,
well, then spell your name right, fucking African prince.
I didn't know. W-A-L-E, right? If you see W-A-L-E, you're going to know to say Wale.
I say, how do you pronounce your name? If he smells, I say, how do you pronounce your name? Because I'm sure it's got a funny pronunciation.
Well, we were talking about that. So he smells? They did White Chicks, okay. Right?
Yeah, that's not offensive.
If two people dressed up as black girls, it wouldn't fly today.
Oh, the double standard. Do it.
And he even said, he goes, it's a double standard. It's ridiculous.
Right. Did he take his plate out of his lip when he talked to you? Yeah.
Well, you know what I say, and then you know what I say.
That click language.
I say everyone's a progressive until the black guy buys a house next door to you. Then they're like, you know what? That's just the way it is. It's practical, you know, whatever. But in real life, it's just like you just can't say nothing if you're a white dude anymore.
You got
to. Even when we were at that party.
Yeah.
I was talking about like, you know, HR and getting in trouble at HR, and even a guy. They're all rich people, yep. And a guy goes, "Yeah, it's terrible being a white guy now, because you can't even fucking look at anybody.
If you have
blinders on. If you look at a woman at work, she's like, "What are you looking at? You checking me out?
You pussy."
Even if women dress like whores.
Right, if they're wearing see-through clothing.
Yeah, even if...
What the fuck are you looking at?
That's why strip clubs are honest places.
It's the real American place. It's the last frontier.
I call Shantae because they grew up in Atlanta, and I say, I want to do a spot. She calls me back. She goes, I got a spot for you, but I don't know if you're going to want to do it. I said, why not? She goes, it's Uptown Comedy Corner. She goes, even black comics are afraid to go there. It's a very tough crowd. In Atlanta.
Let me guess, you killed.
Yeah, it went really well. I don't know that I killed, but it went really well. And then they walked me to my car afterwards.
Yeah.
The bouncer?
No, some people in the audience. They said, we want to make sure that you get out safe. And they walked me to my car. It was a very interesting experience.
I bet.
Very interesting.
What part of town?
I don't remember where, but it's a famous club, the Uptown Comedy Corner.
Nick's there. The entire
club turned around to look at me. When I walked in, they told me afterwards, they thought I must have been a Hollywood agent.
Right.
Because no white guy has just come in there. Or right. Either one.
Right. Do you do gold fronts? Matter of fact, I do.
Can you fix my tooth?
There were two white Rolls Royces outside the club when I pulled up, and it was right next to a strip club. It was adjoining a strip club.
I believe
those are the best clubs.
It was a crazy crowd.
Stand up and a strip club.
Strip club is called Follies. I know it. It's a black strip club. Yeah.
I was the only white guy at the Martin Luther King Comedy Festival the second night last year. They asked me to open up, and I was like, and I said, while I was on stage, I was going to just end on some regular shit. And then I said, I realized there was an opportunity. And I said to the audience, are you guys into racial humor? And they're like, yes. And I did.
But not from you.
But not from me. Exactly.
You're like, shoot 4 more. Have the whole week off. Good night.
No, and it went great. And then I got off the stage and I went back on the stage and I interrupted. I said, I need the mic for a second. I said, I need to thank you guys for being so cool, because I look at comedy as a healing force, and this is what brings people together. You're nice enough to let me do that and laugh at it. And I said, and that's what makes the world a better place, when we can laugh at each other and then at ourselves. And it was a very cool experience.
Now, one of you scrams, get my car.
It's the Honda Accord out front. Give your keys.
That's what brings us together. You get in my car.
It's honkies patronizing us.
It's funny that you said that. My cars are always pimped out. My first car was a Mandarin Orange Eldorado that had been made for one of the Isley brothers.
Jesus Christ.
Did it have a funny horn when you blow it up?
It had the big white wall tire, just like the pimps drove.
Where'd you get that?
I met a pimp from Maryland, and I was very impressed with his lifestyle. And I'm like,
maybe it was your mom's pimp.
Mom always worked privately.
This guy drove a gold Eldorado, and it had a clear bubble over the driver's seat and a clear bubble over the passenger, like the Pope drives.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
So I was very impressed with this. So I went to a place called Dick Gidron Cadillac in the Bronx.
Okay.
And I was looking for a car.
There.
And he goes, I have one car, and it's a Mandarin Orange. It was made for one of the Isley brothers. He decided not to take it. I took it, put a Rolls Royce grill on it, straps in the back. My
what
wife is like,
on it? What are straps in the back?
They had these like luggage straps that you would buy. It was a
oh,
whole,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, you mean, yeah, yeah, okay.
My wife is like, we're Jewish and we live in Scarsdale. Why am I driving an orange Cadillac? Right.
You're like, shut up, bitch.
You don't get
That's
it.
That's why we driving it. Go make daddy some money.
Well, one of the Isley brothers.
It's like Christine, that
many
movie.
Years later.
They really brothers, the Isleys?
Yeah.
And they got along?
Yeah, but the Bradys. So,
but in recent years,
yep.
I had just done Kroll's show. I went to a party. People were taking pictures. A well-dressed black man comes over to me. He says, I got to ask you who you are. I said, I'll tell you, but you got to tell me who you are. He said, I'm Bernie Isley, one of the Isley brothers. I'm like, I had your car. And he verified it for me. He goes, yeah, that was my Uncle Marvin's car. And then I told him where I bought it. I said, I bought it at Dick Gidron. And he said, now I know you're on the level because no white man ever bought a car there.
That's and really funny. What year was this?
75.
Wow.
Well, there it is right there.
That looks exactly like my car, except mine had a Rolls Royce grill. A big, thick Rolls Royce grill. But it had that white. It's almost exactly that car.
It's a good thing about a car like that. If you spill ketchup.
I love that car. Would you drive that car, Kevin?
Yeah. Plus, if you spill ketchup on, no one even notices.
No one noticed that. No. Which is a good
Probably
thing.
More like hot sauce.
You tend to spill a lot of ketchup in that car.
Yeah. So I mean,
it was an amazing car.
Probably got 9 miles to the gallon too. It's like one of those.
I didn't care.
It's like one of those cars you buy.
It was
just like
such a fun
line.
Car to drive.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you don't take it to the country. You just drive it around the city.
Cops would follow
picking
me.
Up bitches.
Hookers would check it out. Nobody drove that but pimps.
No, but and you were in Scarsdale. Were the neighbors like, "What the fuck's with the Gurians?"
But you got pimp hair. You got old pimp hair. So, do you have the hair back then?
Yeah. Oh, I had much longer hair then.
So, how long are you married for?
I was married for 12 years.
Yeah, that's how long I've been married.
Yeah, pardon me?
You have your second one or no?
No.
Because he learned you don't own them. You just rent them after that.
The guy said
you buy it. Yeah, it's like a house. I'm not going to fucking buy another house. You just rent a house. Buying a house, then you got to sell it.
Exactly.
But you got kids out of marriage, right? You have a daughter?
Two daughters.
You want to buy my house? Fuck you. We don't care for it. I'll give you $20,000 less than you want. Fuck you. You fucking ass. Get out of my fucking house before I stab you.
Right.
Is that you?
Yeah.
That's your headshot back in the day?
Yeah, it's when
I would have married. I would have married you. You have a lot of chest hair?
I used to.
Get up again.
Now I shave it.
You shave it?
Yeah.
There he is.
Or somebody does it for you?
No, I shave it.
Do you have a lot?
I don't have a lot, no. But I don't like when it sticks out of your shirt.
I
think that's sexy.
Yeah, when you have chest hair sticking out of your
shirt. I had some hair sticking out of my shirt. She goes, oh, it's disgusting. I'm like, I think
because white guys, we get like one hair and then a space and another fucking. It's like these guys who are growing beards. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Your glasses or something?
Guys who grow beards.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Stay down there. Stay down there.
Everyone in Brooklyn.
Have a big finish.
Everyone in Brooklyn's got a fucking beard.
Yeah, I don't like facial
hair.
Not everyone grows a good beard. Some guys, you know, that patchy.
No, they grow a beard and then they're hairless from their chest. It's a real faggy look. I'm not gonna lie.
No,
but the guy says my hairline's terrible, but I don't give a fuck.
I think it looks good, actually.
I think I'm amazing.
No, I think you look
I'm amazing.
For your age, you look
I'm
good.
Amazing.
You know what it is? You have a good shaped head and it's filled in. I don't know why he was saying that, but I
he's
I think
just jealous.
Good.
He's jealous.
Probably.
I liked his old. I was watching some old special of you doing comedy in the early 90s, and you had like a big mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really? Yeah, you had a lot of hair.
Yeah, you had to. They wouldn't let you on stage unless you had a big mullet.
Florentine had a big.
Everybody had a mullet. Everybody was doing the Dennis Miller thing. You had to have a fucking mullet. Everybody did.
All right.
I did. No one had short hair. You had to have a mullet.
So you've interviewed like hundreds of comics, right? Has anyone ever been a real asshole to you that you wouldn't mind just bringing up? I'm just curious.
You got to plug your book, by the way, because we're
Fitzsimmons
out of time.
Has been unpleasant to me in the past, so I don't like Greg Fitzsimmons, for example. Have you ever had an unpleasant, somebody you interviewed who was not less than...
Just the fact that I have to think about it hard is
probably... You're just a very nice guy, so maybe...
People tend to be nice. Okay. I don't know. I really haven't had... no one comes to mind of...
How about Gary Goldman? Was he an asshole, too?
You have any Gary Goldman stories you want to...
No,
sure.
Gary, I think he's an amazing writer. That shit that he did on Conan, where he talked about the abbreviation of the states...
All right, I've seen it.
That's a masterful fucking piece.
We're not a fan of his.
Well, I'm sorry, but as a comedy writer who's written for some of the biggest stars in the business, I admire people who can write, who have that skill, who are great writers, who write a hunk of material. That is a masterful piece.
And he's a hunk in many ways, if you know what I mean.
So I don't know about him in other ways, but as a writer, I think he's great.
He's hot
my
temp.
Book. Go ahead. Yeah, we'll talk about my book.
Let's plug a guy who fucking wants to kill me. Let's promote a guy who wants to kill
me. He wants to kill you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had a big
fight. Told me that. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. You didn't have a pre-interview with the producers?
You didn't talk to
nobody told me
Steve
shit.
Steve or Garrett?
I just showed up. I sat there reading the paper.
E-Rock didn't tell you what the ups and downs?
They didn't tell me not to mention certain names.
Highs and lows.
Or else you'd walk out.
Right. What's your book called?
It's a serious title. It's called Healing Your Heart by Changing Your Mind, A Spiritual and Humorous Approach to Achieving Happiness.
Gay.
And it's about, yeah, it is. Well, in a sense, it's about
changing the way. You plugged it before. I'm just joking.
It's about changing the way you think.
Yeah.
You know, I stuttered very badly until I was in my 20s. I stuttered so badly that I couldn't even say my name.
I went to bed.
And I had to learn. Did you really?
Oh. Yeah.
And you stopped stuttering when you met women. You're like,
cured myself.
Because they won't fuck you if you stutter.
Yeah, and nobody looks at a stuttering guy and say, what a calm, confident man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
You look at a guy who's stuttering and you think a nervous wreck.
How'd you fix it?
Right? I worked on myself for years. I realized that there was really nothing wrong with it. No, there was no one to help me. My parents sent me for speech therapy and no one could help me. And one day I realized that I didn't stutter when I was alone. A lot of stutterers don't stutter. If I could go into a room by myself and say every word that I couldn't say to you, I could say it fine.
When they're singing. Sometimes when they're singing.
They don't stutter. But that's a different part of your brain. But when you, like when you read, I didn't stutter. When I read out loud. So what that told me was you can't have a disability based on your location, right? A guy with a limp limps in every room of his house. He can't close the door and walk perfectly.
Right. But the reason you stutter is because you're nervous around people. When you had an audience, you were nervous.
For many reasons. It was like low self-esteem, low self-confidence. So the point of this book is that from the time we're kids, and that's why I admired what you did before, from the time we're kids.
What I do?
You handle that when people insult you, it doesn't bother you.
Oh, no, he's fine.
I love it.
Well, that's a very interesting and unusual talent to have.
I call him the duck. But just rolls right
most
his
people,
back.
With most people, from the time we're kids, every time someone hurts your feelings or breaks a promise to you or insults you in some way, it stays lodged inside of you.
Okay.
You know,
it stays lodged. Maybe I just have no more room for bitterness. So all the new insults, I just laugh them off because I have no room.
But you know that bullshit saying sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never harm you that they tell kids? That's so far from the truth. Every bruise you had as a kid healed up a long time ago, but every one of us can remember something that someone said that hurt your feelings or insulted you in some way, and those things stay inside of you. And on some level, we tend to believe them, and it affects your self-esteem, and it affects every decision you make in your life. Because every time you're called upon to make a decision, you use your thoughts, and if your thoughts are not valid, then your decisions are not going to work for you. So people go through their lives and they have the same things happening over and over again. The same bad job, the same bad relationship.
How long is this dumb speech?
Just another few minutes.
Anyway,
I wrote this book and it's resonating with people. I got great reviews from psychiatrists, psychologists, people in recovery centers.
Where can they get it on Amazon?
On Amazon, yeah.
Is there?
And there's a picture of a meditating dog. See, right there.
That sounds like a rough dog in lotus. Sounds like a rough read to me.
How hard it is to get a dog in lotus position. You know what I did for this book?
How do they find it on Amazon? Your name or the name of the book?
Under my name or the name of the book?
Jeffrey Gurian. Please spell your name in case they're listening.
G-U-R-I-A-N.
Oh, not.
J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Can't even spell your name? No, Jeffrey. Start with Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
Gurian. G-U-R-I-A-N. And when I stuttered, I could never say my name. Most stutterers can't say their own name.
So if you went to, like, if you were at the dentist or dentist doctor's office, they go, what's your name? You couldn't say your name?
Say it. I remember in high school.
You know who I am.
I stood up and nothing came out. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I just
stuttering. I used to say, you couldn't say my S's. I would always stay with a lisp.
Did
you really?
Yeah. Then you know what's fucked up? I used to have to go to speech class, and because I always say the S, you know, I couldn't say it.
They put me in speech class too, and it made me worse.
No, so then, I was in speech class. Then I heard the speech class teacher. I think I was in there for 2 years. The speech class teacher, I heard, met with my mom or dad. I think my mom, and I overheard her say he may never be able to say his S's properly. And then the next day, I could say them.
Sounds like a Lifetime movie. You
they give you this.
No, but like literally, they just say, I was scared straight. Like as soon as I go, it's I'm like forever. I'm gonna sound like a fag forever. Yeah. I'm going to have to move to Greenwich Village. I'm 8.
So it's the same with stuttering.
I literally got rid of it the next day.
Well, that's amazing. But nobody tells
people. Again, it's the same thing. Mind over matter. Bind over.
You have to work really hard. You if you got it the next day, then that's incredible.
I just said fucking close your fucking teeth when an S comes, you faggot.
I've worked on it for years.
As a member of the visually,
and when I say faggot, I don't mean homosexual. I just mean it's just a term.
Jim, out of this. As a member of the visually impaired community, is that book available for? Is it an audio book?
An audio book. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Will it help his blindness?
If
he puts mind over matter. Blind over matter.
He doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, you're sweet. Thanks, but you know, listen. No, keep it is good looking and rich, and something bad happened to you.
It's a well.
9 foot cock I'm dragging around.
You know what? Look. I talk about this too. There are certain people that let obstacles overcome them and they crumble. And then there are certain people who like, fuck you to the obstacle.
Yeah.
And that's what he does.
Right.
And that's what I admire then in people. If you can, everyone has shit that they have to deal with, but you know.
Yeah, I don't watch two fags dance when I was about to shit my pants on the A train. I dealt with it. I dealt with it, goddamn it. I didn't shit
obstacles.
My pants and I was only 3 minutes late for my fucking job. Yeah.
You're an amazing human
I was just like,
being.
Dude, you got to fucking chill. If you're going to shit, you're going to shit. But you can't get all fucking tense about it. Even though you're claustrophobic and the fucking doors are closed and you don't know if the train's ever going to move again.
I'm going to do a chapter about that in my next book.
I will. You can quote me.
You avoided soiling yourself.
Right, exactly.
Because being tense would have just made it worse, right? It would have made my stomach even worse.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Tell me what
every part of your body has its own consciousness, believe it or not. It's why when you're nervous, you can get back pain or neck pain or stomach pain. So when something like that's happening, and the more tense you are, the more likely you are to have an accident.
Hey, guys, I think I'm speaking for all three of us. The only time you want to be intense is if you're at a campground.
Good stuff.
Right? Anybody?
Good stuff. And nobody saw that coming.
Well, hey, speaking of coming.
You're talking about the two guys on the train? Yeah. Probably coming right now.
It's an old joke. You know the joke? The guy goes to the psychiatrist and he goes, I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam. I'm a teepee, I'm a wigwam. And the psychiatrist goes, yeah, I know, you're too tense.
Ah! First goes into a bar. First goes into a bar. Bartender goes, why the long face?
Yeah, right. Exactly. How about the joke? The guy, my brother thinks he's a chicken. And why don't you tell him he's not a chicken? Because I need the eggs. That's from Woody Allen. Hell. Annie Hall. Right, we got to wrap it up. We're way over our time.
Check it out.
And Garrett probably has to go take a shit or something. I know I do.
So am I going to have a chance to plug my book?
You just did. Oh, is that your gag?
Social
you
media
plug it and then you say, am I going to...
Media, what do you got?
That was... What? My website, comedymatterstv.com.
Okay.
And my YouTube channel is coming up on 2 million views with interviews
with
everybody. It's youtube.com/Gurian News Network. G-U-R-I-A-N. Gurian News Network. You'll see video interviews with Jimmy Fallon, everybody on down. You know,
all those 2 million views.
You never get nervous when you're interviewing Jimmy Fallon? And you start you almost start to stutter again?
I get nervous all the time, but I refuse to stutter.
Refuse.
Yeah, but I do get nervous.
2 million views, are they all the way?
You know why? Because it's have you ever done a red carpet? Have you ever interviewed people on a... Well, it's like this. It's fucking improv. It's very hard. Because you're pressed for time.
Hey, Judith Light, how do you like being in this play? I'm not Judith Light. Ah, shit. So comedymatterstv.com. Is there a link to buy your book on your website?
The link is on my website.
Okay.
But it's also,
yes,
if you go to Amazon and on Twitter and
Amazon.
Instagram, it's at Jeffrey Gurian.
If you
want to
go to YouTube, watch Nick DiPaolo's thing. It's free. It's very funny.
Yep. That's
and before they take it down, he got in a little skirmish yesterday with the Black Lives Matter poster.
Yeah, everybody's having trouble.
Oh, boy.
Every comedian in the world.
He's a 70-year-old racist. What do you want? So listen, remember Saturday
night.
That's
the name of his next special.
If you happen to be 70-year-old
racist.
It's Saturday night. If you happen to be in New York, I'm going to be in Queens at Gallagher's 2000 from like 9 o'clock to probably 4 in the morning for my birthday. It's my actual birthday. If you happen to be listening and you want to come by and say hi, look it up, Google it. It's there. BrianPMcCarthy.com. Promo code Gary Goldman, all in caps. Go to the shop. 20% off at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Thank you. Thank you.
And I'll be in Bridgeport, June 6th through the 8th. All right. Thanks, everybody. Kevin Brennan, 666 on Twitter and Instagram. Jim Stansel and his buddy.
I think it's Frodo.
Pat or Matt?
Thank you.
Matt. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Welcome.
I got blisters on my fingers.